and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, as she is every Tuesday. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can also jump into our chat room by going to KCNR1460.com, our webpage, and joining it. Good morning, Sonny, and Fancy Civilian, and guest and other people like that, and Ashley's at the helm with the news, not the
good
news
morning.
But the weather.
The weather.
Hey, and plus it's a special day today.
It is National Pizza Day.
Okay, it's National Pizza Day. It is National Pizza Day. You know, we ought to. You know what? I think I'm going to give away not a pizza though. I don't have anything for giveaway for pizzas. I'm going to have to get to a pizza place and see if we can't get some pizza giveaways.
You know, maybe we'll talk to Mary's and see what we can.
Yeah, Mary's.
I know
they've advertised with us before. Yeah, we'll get Mary's. They have great pizzas. Anyway, so what's the weather look like?
We are looking at 39 degrees out of the airport currently with a humidity of 86%, which means we're not likely to get much cooler tonight or this morning as the sun rises, but we should have a beautiful sunrise and sunset both today and tomorrow. It'll be partly sunny today, so a few more clouds in the sky. But come Wednesday night into Thursday and Friday morning, we do have a storm passing through with rain likely Thursday to Thursday evening. But a high of 65 degrees and 67 tomorrow. It should be absolutely just gorgeous. Dropping down to 58 on Thursday and then headed back up on Friday afternoon. And showers likely again by Saturday.
Wow. So
when's the
first shower? When's the first
shower? First showers are looking at Wednesday night, tomorrow night.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
But we should have a beautiful sunrise and sunset both days between now and then.
All right. Hey, the weather is brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane. They have started this company over 2 decades ago. They are just absolutely fabulous people, and they give fabulous service, they and all of their employees there. It's a veteran-owned company. Gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, on the phone is David Monk from Turtle Bay. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Carl. Good to be here.
Hey, so what's going on down at Turtle Bay, you know, with the things opened up at all?
Right now, outdoor areas are totally open. So all of our playgrounds, the wildlife woods where you can see our animal exhibits, the animal programs are still happening, and the Parrot Playhouse are all open. We are still waiting to be able to open up the museum currently.
Well, you know what? And this is just my opinion. So, you know, it's worth my opinion here is you should just open it up.
I wish it were up to me,
people to wear masks. Come on in, open it up. Let them see it. Because obviously Gavin Newsom has no idea what's going on in the state. I mean, sorry, but, I mean, people are just kind of like all over the state are kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, that's Gavin. He's kind of like the cousin that gets invited to the, you know, Thanksgiving and sits at the end of the table. Oh, he's 27, and he sits with the kids. Let me put it that way, okay? All right, enough of that. I know you can't make one comment about that, and it wasn't fair. I was just kind of hitting a little roll there. Okay.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, okay. All right, now, the Parrot House has got to be one of my favorite places there.
Yeah, it's magical in there, just getting to be surrounded by our lorikeets, which are Australian parrots of all kinds of different colors of the rainbow coming in there. So the whole immersive experience, getting to see all the birds in there. So that is still open. Welcome to do that. We do right now have an exhibition, which unfortunately you can't see in person yet. I do hear numbers are decreasing, so we're hoping sooner than later we'll be able to open the museum back up as we get closer to Red Tier. But we have our West Coast Biennial, which you can view virtually right now at turtlebay.org, where we had artists enter from all over the West Coast, from Washington down to Southern California, and our curator this year for the biennial was L.A. Times art critic David Pagel. So he chose the pieces that got to make it into this exhibition and chose a couple winners on there. And you can view all those pieces. And most of them are for sale as well on turtlebay.org. So even though we can't have people come visit in person, you can still see all the art pieces in the virtual gallery on the website. And hopefully soon enough, be able to visit it in person. So we will have that exhibition in until April 11th. So still some time on that.
Now, how do people see? You say you can see that online. Is that right?
Yes, you can see it online. So we have photos and some video clips of all the art pieces on the virtual gallery. It's turtlebay.org/biennial2021. But if you just go to the main website, it'll lead you there, and you can go see the pieces that that made the exhibition.
Okay. And in fact, I'm going down the. I'm on your website right now, and West Coast Biennial, diverse media, perfectly all these. They're pretty good. Your family second Saturday, perfectly imperfect portraits. Yeah, well, you know what? Just because we can't walk through doesn't mean we can't see it. It's beautiful. So, okay.
So still a whole different experience getting to see it, and hopefully we can do that sooner than later. But for now, to hold over you art lovers, we can do it online.
You know, people I think have actually going to Zoom meetings, which I've never done before, but now I'm pretty good at it. I mean, it's not really that hard. You just have to click a couple times. But people, I think, are becoming a lot more comfortable with using a computer. Unfortunately, there's many people out there that, you know, they need to see. And this is, unfortunately, this is my wife. She needs to see something. You know, it's one thing to look at it on a computer, but something else to stand there and then be able to move from angle to angle and look at paintings. And, she's very much an aficionado. But she likes to look at it from different angles. And this is what happens when we get to open up again. We get to come in and walk through it, take a look at it. And as you said, it's getting closer.
Yeah, it really is a whole different experience getting to do it in person. And, you know, I'm, you know, personally just thankful and privileged that I got to go do a lot of the photos and see it in person myself. And, can't wait till everyone can enjoy it that way again, where we're counting down the days. But, in the meantime, doing what we can to still get the paintings out there for people to see. But, yeah, it's definitely different when you get to be there in person. There's a whole separate appreciation for it when it's right in front of you.
Now, are you planning on the kind of, I guess what you do is you kind of bet that by, next fall, this thing will be, whereby we'll have enough herd immunity and all of this to be able to open up again? Or is there, to have, to bring in exhibitions?
We have our next big exhibition coming in the first week of April. April 3rd, I believe, is our opening day for Wash the Shore. So that one actually is going to be mostly outdoors. So that one will be open for the public to come see. And that one's a pretty cool exhibit. I'm still getting some of the facts on it, but it is called Wash the Shore. And it's basically about conserving our ocean. So it has all these huge sculptures of a giant jellyfish that's like 10 by 10 feet that'll be hanging above our main desk in the museum, and a whole bunch of other sculptures outside that are all made from plastics that have been taken out of the oceans and like pollution that was taken out of the oceans. And then they repurpose those materials to make art sculptures that are pretty huge and pretty beautiful. So we'll have those all throughout the outdoor areas of Turtle Bay, through the playgrounds, wildlife woods, and the areas out there for people to see. So very excited for that to come. Very excited to have some fresh exhibitions again. And yeah, that'll be coming up in early April.
Okay. Now, when you say they take things out of the ocean, this could be anything from plastic to wood to what, shells?
All kind of materials like that, plastic, wood, shelves, not shelves. Mostly made of plastic, though, so different colored plastics. I think there's some glass in there as well. And, still gathering some of the info on that as we start to move closer to install. So I'll have more info on it in the upcoming weeks as we get closer to April.
Okay. Hey, look, I got to take a quick break here, and I'll be right back after that. You know what? Sleep. Linda and I were in Reno over the weekend, and staying in a hotel. The hotel was nice, and the beds were nice. But I tell you what, you don't know how much you appreciate your sleep number till you don't sleep on your sleep number. When we got back last night, we were able to adjust to our sleep number settings. My sleep number setting was, of course, 55, and Linda's sleep number setting was 45. And, you know, once your head hits the pillow, that's it, until you wake up in the morning when you wake up. Either when Elk Killer gets you up or in the middle of the night. Here's the other thing. An Elk Killer gets me up in the middle of the night because she refuses to go outside earlier. And you come back, and a lot of times when you're in other beds, you just get yourself comfortable. Now, when you hit the sleep number, you are out again. And right now, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now save 50% off the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds, only at a limited time at the Sleep Number store we have in the Target Shopping Center and or online. But you want to go over to the Target Shopping Center. Talk to the people over there. Lay on one of the beds and see what I mean. This is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. All right, we'll be right back with David Mullen from Turtle Bay. It's 45 degrees out there, 7:15 in the morning.
My lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Everything is beautiful.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Hey, phone lines here 605-4567, 720 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, today we're going to be talking with, of course, CEO Casey Potch about what's happening over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, but also Dr. Muhammad Khan will be joining us also. We're talking about some of the most advanced minimally invasive heart procedures and readiness happening over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Dr. Jeffrey Southard, interventional cardiologist, University of California, Davis, and Shasta Regional Medical Center's TAVR Medical Director. And, of course, Dr. Muhammad Khan, Medical Director of the Cardiology Program. We're going to be here 8 o'clock. It's going to be a great show. Talking about this new procedure that where you no longer have to have your chest opened up to have a heart valve replaced. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. We're here with David Mung from Turtle Bay, and we're talking that in April, beginning of April, we're actually going to have an exhibit that opens. Most of it's going to be outside, and it's called Wash the Shore. Is that right, David?
That's correct. Yeah.
And they use items or their medium is of objects that are washed ashore, whether it's plastic, which is unfortunately getting it has a big impact on our oceans, or wood or other things, but to make their sculptures. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's all made from recycled materials, salvaged from the oceans, and some of these pieces are pretty breathtaking. There's ones that, are bigger than you, that you're staring up about 10 feet at, that hang from the ceiling, and most of them are looking like different animals and sea creatures, things like that. So definitely excited to have that over at Turtle Bay coming up in April.
Cool. Okay. What else is going on?
Well, right now, as men all over the world are realizing Valentine's Day is just around the corner next week, so we have a few specials going on for that, for all the animal lovers out there. Have you ever done a behind-the-scenes experience with Timber the Beaver, Carl?
You know what? I have not. I have gone behind the others, but not to Timber, and I understand that is a – if you want to have a pet beaver – you know, that from what I understand, he is just the friendliest.
He is.
Little marsupial or whatever he is. That's not a marsupial. He's a, what, besides being a beaver, there's a name for them, right?
He's a mammal. I don't think they're marsupials.
No, they're not marsupials. I was wrong about that. That means that they have their babies in their in little
semi-aquatic
pouches.
Semi-aquatic rodents, according to this.
Semi-aquatic rodents. Yeah. I hate to think the word rodent when you think of a beaver. Anyway, okay.
But he's more like a teddy bear, really. I got to do one for the first time the other day, and it really just makes a great, memorable experience to have this cute little guy just crawl up into your lap and eat out of the palm of your hand. So, yeah, with a behind-the-scenes experience, you get to go meet Timber in his exhibit, spend some time with him. He loves people. He's been around people basically his whole life. And, just makes a great gift for that animal lover in your life who, maybe already has everything, already has the chocolate, the flowers, and, wants something that they're going to remember forever. So you can sign up for a behind-the-scenes experience with Timber and get to meet him and spend some time with our North American beaver.
Well, now, how big is he now?
I don't know the exact measurements, but having just seen him last week.
Yeah, is he like 35 pounds, 40 pounds, what, 25?
He's probably around 45 pounds after holding him, I would guess.
Uh-huh.
He's getting pretty big.
and then there's people lined up to feed him every day, too, I'm sure. And he doesn't get tired of people, huh?
No, not at all, especially when there's food involved. Oh. So, never-ending supply of snacks for Timber.
You know what? It's remarkable the animals that you have there. You know, like the gray fox that you got. The gray fox that you have already is already probably one of the longest living gray foxes in captivity ever.
Yeah. We love our foxes, and they're definitely just we're so privileged to be able to have them and to have them as ambassadors to our community to get to experience wildlife up close.
Okay. Any other things you have?
Yeah, absolutely. We right now we're also doing animal video Valentine. So if you make a $20 donation to our animals department, which you can do at turtlebay.org, we will send you a animal ambassador video Valentine that you can share with your loved ones. So we've put together some fun videos with some of our animals. There are six to choose from that are Valentine's Day themed, and just some great footage of them frolicking through flowers, smelling the roses, doing all of those Valentine's Day things. So we can give you a customized video of our animal ambassadors to share and send a happy Valentine's Day to the ones that you love as well. And we've also got a membership deal going on right now where you can get two extra months if you sign up for a Turtle Bay membership now through the 14th. So definitely a good time to re-up that Turtle Bay membership.
And how much is a Turtle Bay membership now?
There are different levels, but our most popular one is our family membership, which is $90 for the year. So less than $10 a month to have free access to the parks, to exhibitions when they come up again. It'll definitely be worth it when Watch the Shore comes through, because my office is right above the entrance. And I tell you, around like 3 o'clock when we're about to close, we close at 4 right now for the winter. But all I hear is kids just saying, like, no, I don't want to go home yet. Can we come back? So with a membership, you can come back the very next day for free every day for the year. So $90 for a family membership, and right now it gets you two extra months. So it's 14 months for the $90 family membership.
And not only that, it's not just mom and dad. It's four kids. And if you only have two kids, you can still bring four kids.
Absolutely. Yep. Just go outside, gather up the neighbor kids, bring everyone you can to Turtle Bay.
Well, it's a great event over there. Okay, we've got to wrap this up. So what else do you have? Last thoughts here.
Last thoughts? Right now, also, our gardens have opened back up this week. So after Garden of Lights, you know, we were still cleaning up all of the lights in there, trying to make it safe again, clean up all the debris from the winter. So our botanical gardens are back open. Just cross over the Sundial Bridge, make that left, and all the walking trails are back open and open for the public to see. So excited for springtime around the corner to happen and for everyone to be able to enjoy all the facets of Turtle Bay again.
Yeah, and do you know what your final count was there?
I know we sold 70,000 tickets. So, people from out of the area coming, people going multiple times. But, definitely
70,000 tickets.
Wonders.
Wow.
70,000.
Well,
yeah.
That should help Turtle Bay's bottom line here this year.
Especially with the year we had, yeah.
Okay, now here was
make up for some of the shutdowns.
Yeah. Hey, now here's one of the questions that I've heard. Now, those lights belong to Turtle Bay, right?
Yes, they do.
But the structures, are they put up on structures that belong to Turtle Bay, or is that the people who design all this?
All the structures belong to us as well. So we're planning on doing Garden of Lights every year for, as long as we can. So we had to recently get some new storage areas to store all this stuff in the off season so we could bring it back out and add to it for years to come. So there are some of them that are actually staying out there, so we can maybe do some better outdoor events throughout the year into the evening to keep some of the lights out there, but other ones just for the weather and maintenance have to go away. But yeah, that now belongs to Turtle Bay.
I hope you wrap them up better than I do.
I know they wrap them up better than I do personally too. So
I can't imagine unwrapping a million lights.
It's just one giant ball of a million lights.
There it is. You got to find the end. Find the end and start pulling carefully. Okay, David Monk from Turtle Bay. You know, I'm glad, the Garden of Lights was a great success, and I'm so happy for Turtle Bay. And we got exhibits getting ready to start up again, and as soon as we get out of this purple tier of whatever it is, we're going to be able to go inside. So let's just keep hoping that happens. And Turtle Bay, $90 for a year long, or, I'm sorry, it's 14 months of a membership. So good job out there, buddy. Hello?
Oh, hello. Sorry,
Are you still there?
I am still here, yes. So 14 months for $90 for that family membership.
Yeah, and I said, good job, buddy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I missed the good job part, so I was just like, oh, yeah, I guess we're done.
Okay.
Thank you so much, girl.
You bet. Take care. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back after these messages.
Serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, transportation weekly, housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Creek Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by me sneezing. Hang on. Thank you. Estate Granite and Mike Huber. He's been doing this for well over 16 years, and he works by appointment only. It's a veteran-owned business, and I tell you what, you won't be sorry if you have Mike Huber come redo your kitchens, bathrooms, outside areas, you name it. He is a true artist when it comes to working with marble, granite, slate, any of the type of more esoteric stones, too. He works, like I said, by appointment only, so you can call him at 241-STONE or learn more at estategranite.com. Hey, on the phone, we have one of the people that's representing Let Them Play, and give us your name again.
This is Coach Watson, or Derek Watson, from Red Bluff, California.
Okay, Derek, good. Tell people what Let Them Play is.
So a group of coaches got together after waiting through August and September, November, when we were expected to play football, and we realized it didn't come. So we all got together around December and created a Golden State football coaches community. to start giving a voice to the kids who aren't able to play this year. And then a parent group was created on Facebook, which started with, I got in with about 50 to 100 people, and now it's up to 60,000 people, all advocating for their kids to get back to youth sports.
Well, you know what? What is the reason that you cannot play? We can't have sports out there.
So what caused us to stop is when the youth sports tier guideline came out. We knew they had color tiers going with California. Once they connected youth sports to these tiers, then all the medical professionals or all the medical officials in the areas are all going to go by this statewide tier that they put out. And there was really no science to back up why certain sports are in certain tiers. So we got handcouped by this youth sports tier system.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Is professional football, professional basketball, college basketball, college football. I mean, what are they doing that's safer than what you can do at high school?
Yeah, no, and that's a good argument because everyone sees it on TV. The one thing they got on us is they have more testing. They have a lot of testing. But from what I've been told by high school coaches in Texas is you can buy rapid test packs for teams that are specifically made for this. So the testing has actually caught up over the last few months, and high school sports can get access cheaply to almost exactly as good as testing as the pros, which is pretty cool. So I don't know why they're able to, and not just are they able to play, they're able to have 25,000 fans in the stands to watch adults play a kid's game, right?
Yeah. Okay, well, that leads me to something else then. So other states are playing. Is this correct?
Yep.
I mean,
they're
kids.
Oh, lots of states.
Okay. So are they experiencing a COVID uptick from the sports?
No. And that's part of what we brought, some of the data that we brought to the governor, is that we have a blueprint set out for us. These other states did it when it was unprecedented, and they had no blueprint, and they didn't know what to expect. And they traveled through it, and they had bumps and bruises, and they figured it out, and most states were able to finish and play. We're lucky that we can just follow their blueprint and learn from their mistakes and learn from their successes and develop on that. So I'm still blown away that we haven't gotten an opening to our contact youth.
I'm not blown away at all. Look at the leadership in this state. I mean,
fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, let's just take a look at that. And this whole thing where are some sports open? And others
aren't? So purple tier sports, again, it's lined up by tiers. Things like lawn darts, things like single-player pickleball, things like cross-country, alpine. So there are a few things open, which I'm grateful for. As a PE teacher, I want kids out participating. But as we know, this is leaving out hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of kids.
Well, yeah. I mean, basketball is a no.
Basketball's a no, football's a no, wrestling's a no. I mean, the major sports, baseball's still a no.
I can't believe that baseball's a no.
But yeah, again, yeah, it's red tier. It's red tier.
You know, this whole thing, and this is Let Them Play started, where did it start at? Right here?
So I brought it to the northern section. I got in with about seven coaches. I'd say Patrick Walsh was the first one that got it going around December 23rd. He's the head coach for Sarah High School, Tom Brady's alma mater. And he put out a video rallying coaches together saying, you know what, we've been hopeful, we've been waiting for too long. We need to come together and we need to advocate for these kids because until we do, no one's going to say anything. And they were silent and trying to hide as long as they can. And we're bringing it to the forefront. And we have a lot of government officials signing on to the Let Them Play resolution. So it's exciting the way it's moving. And we're getting our voice heard. We're getting our voice heard, which hopefully will make a difference.
Okay, well, I know there's been rallies around here, and in this general, has there been a statewide rally down at Sacramento?
There has not been an individual one. They actually had one planned, but it got permit got pulled by someone in Sacramento. I don't know the details on it. They were allowed to do individual ones at high schools, but they had one planned for around the Capitol and around the building there, and it actually got their permit pulled about a few days before that rally was. But so there's only been little individual ones within the high schools. It's been statewide, and we've had a ton of people represented, but no, there has not been one.
And the reason they're doing that is, and you know this, is they don't want to have 20,000 high school students going, let us play, because it looks so bad. So we'll just keep pulling permits. We'll just have one school out there, and it'll be like, maybe 25, 30 kids, 40 kids, and it's not a big thing.
Ugh.
You know why they're doing that, of course.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's divide and conquer, 100%. They can't let us come together. If they saw the truth, it would hurt them. It would, and it is hurting. I think it's starting to get out there, and enough kids are speaking up.
Now, here's the thing is a lot of kids have different ways of expressing themselves. So, I mean, even choirs. Sure. Choirs are shut down. Plays, theater shut down. And athletics is a way for a lot of our kids to be able to take that next step into college because, you know, if you get scholarships or partial scholarships. Has this had an impact on that?
Oh, dramatically. Dramatically. I've been coaching high school football for 15 years, and our goal is to get the kids to the next level, whether they're playing football or not. We want them to go on to college. And not just the scholarships, but the motivation for kids to go to school and get the good grades. I know when I was in high school, I wasn't going to get a scholarship, but football kept me motivated to keep my grades up and work my hardest. And we're seeing the lack of motivation and just demoralization. After all this, we keep holding out the carrot that might come at the end of the road, and we're pulling it away. And we hold it out, it might come, and we pull it away.
Yeah.
And I really think the scholarship's killing them, but that motivation that I see from kids that I've worked with for years is heartbreaking.
Well, that's exactly it, Coach, is that, you know, they have football there to anchor them, or they have basketball, or they have baseball, yeah, or wrestling. And this is, you know, they show up every day, you know, and if they want to wrestle, if they want to do this, they've got to get good grades at school. So it just keeps them going like this. And
absolutely.
And so to have it just pulled away, and then they keep saying maybe. I mean, you know, it's like what they're doing to the restaurants. Okay, you've got to close down, but when you open up, we'll let you stay open. And then, of course, that's a lie, too. Anyway.
Well, it's easy to do that for them in a press conference, but we have to say it to the kids' face. And give them the hope, and we see the smiles, and then they pull the plug again, and it's hard. It's hard.
Hey, those people that are making those decisions get paid every 2 weeks. They get to do what they want to do. As we find out, they're traveling, they're eating in restaurants, they're doing all these things. Hey, let me ask a question. When's your next rally, and what can people do? Can they just sign up for this? I mean, just sign on to your webpage or something?
If they would go to the Facebook group and join Let Them Play California, Let Them Play CA, that's the way to do it. I mean, contact your local representatives. We actually have a meeting with our spokesman, with Dr. Gailey, today. And there's big news coming real quick. I mean, from what I'm being told, the Band-Aid's either going to get ripped off or they're going to open it up within the next week. And it has to happen for a kid because, like you said, the limbo's killing them. So contact your...
The Band-Aid's going to be ripped off like, hey, we're playing?
Well, we're not playing or let us go.
Oh, okay.
Because at this point, they're holding the kids in limbo. And the kids have the hope and they don't. And so rip it off and tell us you're not going to do it or let us play. At this point, they have to at least acknowledge us. We're not even being acknowledged for still. They haven't talked about us since December. And it's like the kids are just holding out hope every week.
Have you reached out to your assembly person
absolutely,
and your senator?
Absolutely. James Gallagher has actually co-signed the Let Them Play resolution, which is going to Governor Newsom. And we have a ton of assemblymen across Democrat and Republican across the state that are signing on to this and co-sponsoring.
Great.
And it's encouraging that we're going to get good news here soon.
Great. Okay, well, look. After we find out what's going to happen, give us a call back, okay? You've got our phone number now, and we'll set up another time for you to come in, okay?
I appreciate you having me.
Oh, no problem. And thanks for the background, and it's just not fair. Let's just say it. It's not fair. You know, pretty soon this is going to be the station of insurrection, I tell you, because...
I like it.
Well, yeah, you know, insurrection by my definition.
Okay. Yeah. You know, we have to stand up. I say I'm taking a stand, but it feels funny to say I'm taking a stand to play for kids. I mean, I'm just standing up and doing the right thing.
Yeah. You're teaching at school. You've got all these things going, and our kids need to be treated fairly. That's the bottom
Absolutely.
Line.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, and I know you're getting ready to run in and teach your first class. So have a good day.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a great day.
You bet. Bye. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. And veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. A great place to get a haircut. It's Man's Last Stronghold. They work on appointments. Give them a call at 244-9478. 7:43 in the morning, 45 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Well, the game keeps playing.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Air Talk Radio with Carl Linda Bott. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Did you know they have 100% certified organic produce? Of course, they have a large grocery selection, vitamin supplements, and it's been rated best of the North State. In fact, they had to retire the belt because they won best of the North State for 13 years in a row. That's right. Now, with COVID on, they don't have their health seminars for people who are coming in, but their health, you can see all of these seminars at orchardnutrition.com/past-seminars. Just go to the website and you can see all of that. Orchard Nutrition, locally owned, locally operated, great people down there. On the phone is Joanne McCarley. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're talking about this big event that's going to happen this Saturday.
Yes, we're getting excited.
Okay, tell us about
this stuff in store.
Party in a box.
So, you know, we can't have our in-person event where you and Linda, you know, have been our MCs over the years and all the, you know, all of us gathering together, sadly. But we have been working with Spiro Pictures and Eddie Martinez, who has a fantastic production capabilities, and we're going to bring everyone the event to the comfort of your home. And we have a lot of fun surprises, and we're even offering a party in the box. So you can get a general admission ticket for just $25 to just zoom in and watch. But if you want to have your party set up, we can provide that for you. It's got wine and dessert and all kinds of fun stuff in there. And that's with the VIP pass. And all the proceeds go to Shining Care to help at-risk elders stay safe.
You know, and that's the thing that we've all hit during COVID, is all these great fundraisers that are a lot of fun, a lot of people come to them and get involved with all the games and all these things that we've emceed for years. Now, everything's online. But, you know, it doesn't mean is that the organizations still don't need the funding for it.
Yeah. In fact, we actually need it more because, you know, this whole COVID situation has caused a lot of our seniors to be even more isolated and more at risk because of it. You know, there's just, unfortunately, up here in this rural area, we have a lot of folks who are victims of fraud and financial abuse, and it's just, you know, a huge part of it is being isolated and folks not being able to see what's happening. And so we are getting a lot of calls for helping folks like in that situation. And so, and then, you know, this fundraiser typically is what carries us through the year so that we can continue providing the free services that we provide to seniors and their caregivers. And so we're a little nervous about it, but we're just going to, we keep thinking positively and walking it out in faith, and we've worked really hard to just make this a super fun event. I think everybody needs some fun right now, and even though I think we're all kind of over the virtual thing, we've really we have a committee of folks that have worked really hard to make it. It's going to be fun. We're going to be hearing performances by Don Burton and FM Flyby. We're going to be doing some cocktail making. So we're staging this live from C.R. Gibbs, and the C.R. Gibbs mixologist bartender is going to show us how to make his signature cocktail, so we can make cocktails together if people are into that. And there's an opportunity if you want to say hi to folks and show off your bling and be in the Best in Bling contest. You can raise your hand and we can zoom in on you. And say hi, or you can just watch other people. So it's there's something for everyone.
I think so. This lipstick challenge, you've had a lot of entries in this so far, huh?
Oh, my gosh, and they're fun. So, I mean, if for no other reason you want to tune in for that, we have local businesses challenging each other to, you know, lip sync for seniors challenge. And so we've had some fun ones come in, and they're still coming in. It's not too late. So if you want to do a lip sync, it's not hard to do, and it's super fun.
And you can still do it too, up until what, another day or two, I think, and on the till tomorrow.
Yeah. So that, and so it's going to be really fun to watch those. That'll be part of the entertainment. And then of course we will have a pledge drive throughout the event, including moving testimonials. So it's we're going to have some great testimonies. You know, even though we deal with sad situations, people will have an opportunity to hear good things happening.
Oh,
here,
yeah.
Locally.
Yes, of course.
You know? So, yes. Yeah,
now, how do people sign up for this?
So you can go to our website at shiningcare.org. There's a banner right at the top of the, when you first log in, it's in purple, and it'll take you right to the event. It's through Eventbrite, so you just, it's easy clicking. And secure. And if anyone's having trouble, or, you know, you're just not sure how to do this, don't hesitate to call us, because we have a team of folks that are available that can, you know, help you get signed up. And then also, if you've never done Zoom before, we give you all the instructions. It's actually very easy.
Trust me, if I can do it, anybody can do it, okay? You just click.
Yeah.
You click on one thing, and then I think you have to click a second thing, and then you're there. It's magic.
Yep.
Okay, so, and you go to shiningcare.org for more information, or give you a call at 232-5543. Is that right?
That's right.
Thank you so much for what, you know what? I want to thank you for everything you do for our seniors and our senior community since I've known you. And you are such a nice person. That's the other thing. You're such a nice person. When there was a chance that we could have, you know, when I was loading a rifle, and you said, no, they know not what they do because they're just stupid. You know, I appreciated that. I put my rifle down. And and we both know what that's about, don't we?
All right. Yeah, we, you know.
No, you were just like, well, okay. Never let a good turn go unpunished, huh?
I think it was my grandpa. He just said, "No good deed goes unpunished."
There you go. And what we were trying to do was really something that was good.
We were trying. It was. My theory is, if it makes for a good story later,
it does. It does.
And with me, never let
the facts get in the way of a good story. So, anyway, okay, this is all going to be this Saturday, right?
Yes, this Saturday from 5:30 to 7:30. So. You know, you can have dinner and just enjoy a good time and still have your evening.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's sign up for this. This is going to help Shining Care in their big, big event this year. And let's raise some money for what a great cause this is. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you bet. And we'll talk about it some more this week, too.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Now, I've got 5 minutes to tell you the story. I'm not going to go into the Super Bowl. I'm not going to go into things that the president's done. That's weird. Not even Gavin Newsom. I had to bring this up, though. I saw it this morning, and I just said, no, I thought it was a joke, but it's not. Women, guys, do you ever use hairspray? Do you ever use hairspray to hold your, you know, hold your hair in place and all this? Tessica Brown of, and do I need to say it was in Louisiana? She'd run out of her her hairspray, and she was looking around, so she decided to use Gorilla Glue spray adhesive. Okay, it hardened her hair. Can you imagine this? She used Gorilla Glue spray adhesive as a hair, like a hairspray. It hardened her hair, and she had to go to the hospital weeks later. Because it wouldn't unharden. And so now she's seeking legal counsel to perhaps sue Gorilla Glue. Because it doesn't say you can't use it on your hair. It does say, and Gorilla Glue came out and said, "We're very sorry to hear about this unfortunate incident that Ms. Brown experienced using our spray adhesive on her hair. We're glad to see in a recent video, Ms. Brown has received medical treatment from her local medical facility," which she did. And they were trying to use, what do you use, like acetone and water and alcohol?
For Gorilla Glue?
I don't know. This is Gorilla Glue adhesive that you use. He says, "We are aware the unique situation because the product is not indicated for use or on hair as it is considered permanent. Our spray adhesive states in the warning label, do not swallow, do not get in eyes and skin or clothing. It's used for craft, home, auto, or office projects to mount things to surfaces such as paper, cardboard, wood, laminate, and fabric." Miss Brown, hair is extremely hard. And they have a photo of her. And it's, and I have to admit, the bottle, it says Gorilla Spray Adhesive, heavy duty. And I've never heard of anybody using it on her hair. But she hasn't been able to remove the hair since spraying it on her do about a month before and ultimately took herself to the emergency room. They used sterilized water, nail polish remover pads to try and get it off. So that was
Brilliant.
My story. That was my story. Can you imagine that somebody, you know, first of all, it says heavy-duty adhesive, not to use on your skin or anything. So do you think that she read the directions? She may have. Well, it doesn't say you can't use it on your hair. You know, that it could give you a permanent do. I mean, instead of having to comb my hair every day, I could just spray it once with Gorilla Glue adhesive spray that you use to stick things on walls forever. Forever, let me use that word again, forever, and I will always have this until And then even going to the barbershop, they won't be able to cut your hair. They'll have to use a chisel. When we return, we're going to have Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, of course. And we're going to be talking about Heart Month, and which is what February is, with a couple of different specialists that do a lot to keep us healthier. We'll be right back.
Is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Amid persistent questions about the constitutionality of the proceedings, the impeachment trial of former President Trump kicking off today in the Senate.
Now a private citizen, former President Trump makes history once again as, for the first time, the Senate tries a president twice on impeachment charges. He's also the first to face an impeachment trial after leaving office, a fact most Republicans say makes the proceedings unconstitutional. The president's lawyers say they'll argue his speech on January 6th was nothing but political free speech and falls well short of any impeachable offense. Bob Agnew reporting.
Federal safety investigators say the pilot of Kobe Bryant's helicopter flew through the clouds last year in an apparent violation of federal standards and likely became disoriented just before the copter crashed in the Southern California hills. A retired basketball star and eight others, including his 13-year-old daughter, were killed in the crash. A team of World Health Organization experts wrapping up a visit to China to investigate the origins of the coronavirus dismisses speculation that the virus escaped from a government lab in Wuhan.
WHO's food safety and animal diseases expert, Peter Ben-Embarek, discounts the theory.
It was very unlikely that anything could escape from such a place. And we also know that when lab accidents happen, they are, of course, extremely rare.
China has rejected that possibility and has promoted other theories for the virus's origins. WHO is exploring a scenario that is more likely to have jumped to humans from an animal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Labor Department reports America's employers cut back sharply on hiring in December, especially in industries slammed by the pandemic, like restaurants and hotels. Virus infection soared and the governments responded with tighter restrictions. Wall Street, the Dow down 66 points and NASDAQ 38 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Over 10 years ago, we realized how important saving family memories was, and we wanted to help. Legacy Box started from that passion and has now helped over 850,000 families digitally preserve their film reels, VHS tapes, and photos. Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Adam. What started with the two of us in a garage is now over 200 trained professionals. Legacy Box is a safe and secure way to put all your favorite family memories on an easy-to-view digital format like a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. We ship you a sturdy Legacy Box to fill with all your outdated media, safety barcodes to track your items throughout the process, and a prepaid mailing label. Legacy Box has been featured by Good Morning America and The Today Show. Not bad for two kids in a garage.
That's true, Nick. And here's the best part. We always wanted to make it affordable to preserve your entire collection, so we're offering 40% off. Go to legacybox.com/lbox to take advantage of this exclusive offer. That's legacybox.com/lbox to save 40%. legacybox.com/lbox.
A Hong Kong media tycoon fails in a bid to be released on bail in a landmark case.
Jimmy Lai is the most prominent figure to be charged under a controversial national security law imposed on Hong Kong by the Chinese authorities last June, following more than a year of unrest. In December, he was briefly granted bail before prosecutors successfully challenged a ruling to release him under house arrest. Hong Kong's top court has now upheld the decision to deny him bail. Previously, those accused of non-violent crimes in the territory were normally granted bail, but the new law removes that presumption.
The BBC's Grant Ferret. At least 31 people are dead, 165 others missing in India, after a devastating flood unleashed when a huge chunk of a Himalayan glacier broke away. It slammed through a couple of dams, picking up more water and debris as it surged forward. News and analysis, townhall.com. Texas will be teaming up with the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the purpose will be to open two vaccination super sites in Dallas and Houston, and more could be on the way. Those vaccine locations would be open every day and operate for 8 weeks, handling up to 6,000 shots per day. California partnered with FEMA last week for two similar vaccine supercenters under President Biden's push to create 100 such sites nationwide in 100 days. John Scott reporting.
The family of a novice stock trader who took his own life after mistakenly believing he had lost more than $700,000 are suing Robinhood Financial. The lawsuit claims the popular stock trading platform's business practices directly led to their son's death. Robinhood says it has made improvements in its options trading system since the man's death. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Linda's on assignment today. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And you can also hear us. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com, and you can get into our chat room at the same time as many have out there. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley has the weather.
Happy National Toothache Day.
Okay. You know, the first one was okay. It was National Pizza Day, but we're going to have a fact for you, a factoid for you, because Dr. Muhammad Khan's here, and he always leaves me with something. He's already left me with it now. But so it's also National Pizza Day and National what? Toothache Day?
Yes, and Bagel and Lox Day.
Oh.
These are very important holidays.
Okay. Got it.
Our weather currently is 39 degrees out at the airport with a high of 65 later today. We should have just enough clouds to make it gorgeous the next couple of days. Some Toy Story clouds tomorrow with a beautiful sunset. But that's going to be the last of our clear weather for a while. We're dropping into the low 40s Wednesday night with a chance of rain. And then Thursday, and definitely into Thursday night, lots of rain, a high of only 58. We'll have a little bit of a respite on Friday afternoon, and then back into Saturday, lots more rain.
Wow. Okay. We need it. We need snowpack.
Absolutely.
We need rain. We need to fill up the lake. That should be Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 and 96.5, the home of Fill Up the Lake. There you go.
I'm good with that.
Your station of insurrection and Fill Up the Lake. All right.
Priorities
there. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, based out of Anderson, of course. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Also, Chuck Kinney is going to be on the show here soon, and he has something he wants to present to a veteran. And we're going to talk about that. And it's absolutely beautiful. But you've got to be a veteran, and you've got to be out of a certain unit. So we'll have more information on that in the upcoming days. I'm here, though, with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, of course, and Dr. Muhammad Khan, Medical Director of the Cardiology Program, is here. And on the line is Dr. Jeffrey Southard, the Interventional Cardiologist from the University of California, Davis, and the Shasta Regional Medical Center, TABR, Medical Director. Wow. And February, of course, is Heart Month. Good morning, Casey. You just brought in the heavy hitters today.
That's
huh?
right. That's right. We got them all here.
This is Murderer's Row. Okay. No, I don't mean that really, doctors.
Right. We got
okay.
You.
Murderer's Row. Okay. That was from the New York Yankees back in the 20s. Okay. Just wanted. Maybe that's not the right way to put that. Sorry.
There you go.
Okay. February is Heart Month.
Right. It is. And, we've been fortunate enough to have. We've talked about this new program that we've developed at Shasta Regional. It's the only hospital in the area that you can come and have this procedure performed. And we are fortunate enough to have Dr. Khan here with us, and then also Dr. Southard coming up and helping from UC Davis. So we're excited about it. We've been up and running since probably, I think, early November. And there's just a lot of disease up here that we need to take care of. So,
well, who do we want to talk about what exactly that TAVR project is?
Well, we'll turn that over to the docs.
Well, you know, Dr. Khan.
Dr. Khan.
Thank you. Dr. Southard not only is the director of the TAVA program here at Shasta Regional, he's the director of the cath lab at UC Davis Medical Center, he's the director of the TAVA program at UC Davis Medical Center. He's been doing this procedure from its inception. He was involved in the trials. So UC Davis is one of the top sites in the nation, and Dr. Southard has one of the most vast experiences in the country and in the world. So we're very fortunate to have him, and we'll have him lead off with this.
Well, I think, you know what, this is what's so great about radio, is on my on our board here to say who's on the line, it just says Jeff. So, and after that introduction, I don't know if we should just call you Jeff. So, Dr. Southard, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. And Jeff works just perfect. I can tell you that for sure. So, no, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here, having me on, and to talk about this new program that's at Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's been backed by all the cardiologists, especially Dr. Khan, who's a huge supporter of the program. And that's what you need. You need the physicians in the community to get behind something like this, so we can help the patients in their local area and so that they don't have to travel outside of Reading to get the most advanced cardiovascular care. So with the support of the physicians, specifically Dr. Khan, who's with you there today, and his colleagues and other physicians in that area, the program has been very, very successful right out of the gates.
Well, you know what? I just happen to know what it is because one of our one of the people that works with us, husband, had to have this, and he had to go down, I think, probably to you all. So can you explain to people what this, what the TAVR, what that is, that procedure?
Absolutely. And it stands for transcatheter aortic valve replacement. And what it is it's a way to get a new aortic valve in a patient without traditional heart surgery. For many decades, our surgical colleagues have been providing care for patients with severe symptomatic aortic valve stenosis. So when your aortic valve does not open or close normally, the valve becomes calcified and stiff. Patients start to get shortness of breath, chest pain, or pass out, and that valve has to be replaced. Traditionally, that required an open heart surgery or an invasive surgery where they would have to go in, put you on a heart-lung machine, take out your aortic valve, put in a new one, and that worked great for most patients. But what we were finding is a lot of patients, especially older patients, did not want to have that done or did not do as well when that was done. So we developed a way that you could put in a new heart valve the same way that we do most of the angiograms, which is putting a small IV in the artery in the leg, the femoral artery, without a surgical cutdown, just an IV placed. And we have valves that can be compressed down very tiny. And we take these tiny valves and we actually put them inside the patient's native aortic valve. We move their old valve leaflets or doors out of the way. And then we expand this valve and put it right inside their native aortic valve. So effectively, we move their severely diseased valve out of the way and put a new valve right inside of it, and the valve starts working right away. And most of these patients can be done in less than an hour, from the time they get in the room, the time we put the valve in, and then over to recovery. It's about an hour. Traditionally, it's done with general anesthesia, but it can be done without general anesthesia. Patients can just get light sedation. Most of the patients are up walking around that night and go home the next day.
So you can replace a heart valve while I'm awake.
Yeah.
And I can go home the next day.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. And I knew we had something going when years ago one of my patients did not want to be sedated at all. And with our surgeons in the room, we replaced the heart valve while she was talking to us. And I just saw the surgeon look at me in the eye, and I looked him in the eye, and I think he knew right there they were a little bit in trouble.
Yeah, it's a different
Why were they in trouble? Because now I can sit there and look at you and say, how's it going? Huh? How's it going?
Yeah.
Hey, well, let me say, I'm totally ignorant. I understand the procedure, but when you put the valve in there,
mm-hmm.
Okay, does it just, how do you hold it in there? How does it stay
in
there?
That's a great question, because that's one of the questions I had first starting out, because there is no glue, there is no suture. It is only the diseased valve that wants to stay closed and this transcatheter valve that, with its metallic frame on the outside, almost like a coronary stent, it's an expanded metal frame that we use, and it pushes out up against the valve leaflets, and the native valve leaflets are very calcified and stiff and want to stay closed, and they hold onto the frame. So everyone goes through a CT scan so we can determine exactly what size valve to put in, and we're effectively putting a round peg into a hole which is slightly smaller. So we just inflate the valve, we push it up against the walls, and it stays.
Wow. I mean, I've seen these before, but never for a heart valve. I mean, so it expands when you put it into a space. So that's exactly the way it works on your heart.
Yes, it's exactly the way it works. And then inside of this metallic frame, it has leaflets, just like a surgical valve does. These valves are made by the companies who make the surgical valves, and they've just adapted this to a transcatheter rather than an open surgical procedure. So patients can come in and get their valve placed with a lot easier recovery. And the most recent guidelines by the American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association, just published within the last month or so, now has this procedure listed as the preferred procedure for patients over the age of 80. And for patients between the ages of 65 to 80, it should be strongly considered. And then sometimes for our younger patients, surgical valve replacement still might be the standard of care. But at least now we can offer it to patients with a true heart team discussion. Dr. Mazur at Shasta Regional Medical Center, the head of the cardiothoracic surgery program, is involved in every single case and is involved at the bedside, in the clinic, and in the postoperative care of all these patients. And some of our patients are better treated with surgery, and that's okay. But those patients who then have this option have an entire heart team now at Shasta Regional Medical Center to help make decisions with them about their long-term care.
Okay, I have like 1,000 questions, but I also have two of the medical experts and the guy that put it all together here. We have to take a quick break, Jeff.
No problem.
I said to call you, Jeff. I'll do that. I could never think of calling Dr. Khan anything else but Dr. Khan, though. He has said that to me. He said, no, call me. And I said, no. For some reason, Dr. Khan, maybe it's because I go to see Dr. Khan when weird things happen on my stress test, only to find out is the machine that I'm on has this little anomaly every time I use it. But I have to come over to see Dr. Khan, who then says, you're okay, Carl. Okay. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented, community-owned, local board of directors. They care about our community. They have worked so hard to keep our businesses open and keep the money flowing through the different programs that have come through here, like the Payroll Protection Plan. You can learn more about that, or you can learn more about Cornerstone Community Bank at bankcornerstone.com, but you should just stop in at one of their branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one right downtown in Redding at 1845 California Street, or the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Rayleigh Shopping Center. They are still moving local dreams forward through all of this. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Unbreak my heart.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now, and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Wind River Resort and Casino invite you to come explore our exciting table games to see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. With 13 table games and a variety of limits for players at every level, we'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. All the table games details at windriver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio station with Carl Nundabot. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a great selection of jewelry. And guess what, guys and girls, Valentine's Day is coming up very soon. Four Winds Jewelry is there to help you find that perfect gift for your loved one. I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Muhammad Khan, Medical Director of the Cardiology Program. And on the phone is Dr. Jeffrey Southern, Interventional Cardiologist, University of California, Davis, and Shasta Regional's TAVR Medical Director, which is essentially a valve replacement that where you used to have your chest cracked open, they can now put it in through a vein and an artery and push it up into your heart, and it takes the place of the bad valve. And it is just, you know, it's just incredible hearing over the last 15 minutes how this works. And during the break, this is the best thing. I've got Dr. Khan here to answer all my silly questions so I don't have to ask him over the air. You said that this works, you know, of course, for people over 80, and then now 55 up, and then for younger patients, it's you know, they can still have the open heart surgery essentially, and they can put in a valve that way. But one of the benefits of this is you don't have to take blood thinners. Did I understand that right?
Yes. So when we do surgical valves, and when our surgical colleagues put in surgical valves, in younger patients, there's always a decision about a purely mechanical valve versus what we call a biological valve. In our patients, which are usually 65 years of age and older, the type of valve that we put in does not require more aggressive blood thinners. Most patients can be on a few months of a blood thinner and then just take a baby aspirin the rest of their life. So, and a lot of our patients only require aspirin after valve replacement, and that's it. So it doesn't require more aggressive blood thinners. In our younger patients, we have to start thinking about how many times will they need a heart valve, because neither surgical valves nor transcatheter valves will last forever. So we need to figure out, in younger patients, how are we going to go about getting them 30 years worth of a good valve, and in what sequence of events will we do things, transcatheter valves versus surgical valves. But Most patients will have an option between surgery or transcatheter valves, and we need to work with our team to figure out what's going to be best for that patient long-term, not just in the moment.
This, you know, this is so incredible, Casey.
Yeah, you know, I think it might be important to for Dr. Sutherland to talk about how long he's been doing this and how many procedures that he's done. There's a reason why he's here, and there's a reason why we selected him as the main operator of this program. Can you talk about that a little bit, Jeff?
I certainly can. Yeah. Okay. So we were lucky enough, or I was lucky enough, to be involved in the transcatheter program here at UC Davis from its inception. And I owe my beginnings clearly to Dr. Reginald Lowe down here at UC Davis, who was our previous chair of cardiology and just an amazing interventional cardiologist who got involved with valve research early on. And he was kind enough to look at me when I was down here at UC Davis and hand over the reins and say, listen, if we're going to do this, I'm going to start with you, but I'm going to walk away, and you need to make sure this works. So we got started right out the gate. It got approved the FDA approved this in 2011, late 2011, and we started right after that. So I've been doing it since early 2012, but our research trials were before that. That FDA approval in right around 2011, 2012. So the past 9-plus years been doing it. And now we've done, I know, over 1,400 cases or so. And it's the technology now compared to where we were 9 or 10 years ago is vastly superior. To the credit of the companies, and we use the Edwards Life Sciences valve, the Sapien S3 and S3 Ultra valve at Shasta Regional. And Edwards, this is their fourth generation valve. So they did not just rest on their laurels right away in 2011, 2012. We've been working with industry to develop better and better and better valves and better procedures. And the valves we put in now are absolutely far better than the valves we first put in. And the techniques we use now are far better than the techniques we used 10 years ago. So
I have to ask,
it's a passion of mine. It's something I've been doing every week.
Well, the first ones you put in were like, would you say, 11 years ago?
Yeah.
Are you seeing them back again because of... I mean, just because it's been that long?
Great question. Now, initially, when the FDA approved this, it was only approved for the oldest, sickest patients who two surgeons had to see and say, we will not operate on this patient.
Wow.
So most of our patients were in their 90s when we started out.
Okay.
We did not have any of those patients' valves fail before something in their life took them. But we've had many patients who have had their valves in 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, and those valves are still doing well. So the key is really going to be how long will they last, and will they last as long or longer than surgical valves, and that remains to be seen.
Well, you could put it in somebody that's 65, and that should give you a good idea. I imagine that if they could live, 15 years, 16 years, 17 years at that age, or 55. That would give
exactly
a good idea.
Right.
But you haven't done, none of them have given out yet.
So most of the patients, their valves last. It depends on a lot of risk factors or how bad their kidneys are and things like that, the same things that determine the viability and durability of a surgical valve. But like we said, we haven't had them in 15 years. We don't have 15 years' worth of experience to know. So we have ongoing trials right now where we're mandatorily following patients for 10 years, whether they get a surgical valve or a transcatheter valve. So our younger patients, as part of the low-risk trials, we're following these patients, mandatory follow-up for 10 years, every single patient, because we want to see directly transcatheter valves versus surgical valve, which one lasts longer. So we're mandatorily doing this. Thousands and thousands and thousands of patients are being followed for over 10 years to see how the valves do. So we will have this data coming up, but it's still going to take a few more years to get it.
I find this extremely fascinating because if you can do this, what other things can you do?
So
There's a lot.
Yeah, let's talk about how it works, how you get into the program. You want to talk a little bit about that?
So we certainly, Shasta Regional Medical Center has a website. If you just type in transcatheter aortic valve replacement or TAVR Shasta Regional, you're going to go directly to a website, which talks to you a little bit more about aortic valve stenosis, the transcatheter valve program, and there's every phone number contact that you need right there. to get in touch with us, get some information. Physicians can get information about it. It's one-stop shopping. And Dr. Kahn will tell you if he likes it or doesn't like it. But usually if you give us a call, we'll work with your office staff to get the data we need and the studies we need done. We will see your patients in person.
Hello? Hello, doctor? I think we've lost the doctor.
Are you there, Jeff?
Jeff? I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you now. Okay, we got you back. We're going to have to take a quick break here. But to me, again, we start talking about the miracles of medicine and how things change so much. And we talk about, you know, I know about the Da Vinci, the robotic system you have over at Shasta Regional. So then you look at this. You just have to think when we come back from the break. Again, people that would fall into this, how they do it, you know, repeat that again. But then other things, this being Heart Month, that people can do to prevent heart disease or at least slow it down. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:30 in the morning, about 45 degrees out there.
Keep buying up their way here. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Man, what'd you do? And he said,
I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full nameplate mansion.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. That was a perfect song, Ashley. Thank you. You know, for somebody, what about your life? Well, hey, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull called Fu Manchu. And I tell you what, that 2.7 seconds was like
100
days, 100 days of your life. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 8:34 in the morning, about 43 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And Maxwell Insurance and Financial is bringing us this segment. For our business owners, maybe a second opinion on your retirement plans and your 401s. Things have changed a lot. And do you have the best plans? Are they taking too much out? Give Judy or one of her trained people there a call. They'll do a free review and evaluation of your plans. Give them a call at 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I'm here. It's February is Heart Month, and I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Centers. The CEO, of course, is Casey Fatch. Dr. Jeffrey Southard, who is the main TAVR guy down there at the University of California, Davis. And, of course, TAVR is a valve replacement without having to have your chest opened up. And Dr. Muhammad Khan, medical director of cardiology program here at Shasta Regional. Now, Dr. Khan, we were talking about this, that I said during the break, because if you go to Shasta Regional Medical Center's website, look under cardiology and look at the TAVR. They have videos of this, and they explain things about why it happens. So I asked, so what can I do to slow down the buildup of calcium in my, in my heart valve? Because that's what happens. The heart valve gets a lot of calcium. It closes and closes and closes, so it has to be replaced.
Well, what I tell my patients, and, I'll be happy to hear what Jeff says, but I tell my patients that there's nothing I can do to make you younger. You may feel better, you can look good, but there's nothing I can do to make you younger. Similarly, with the aortic valve, as we get older, the valve gets calcified and narrowed, and this process of getting calcified and narrow continues to get narrower and narrower, just like we get older and older.
If you're a vegan and all you eat is vegan stuff, it's still going
to
happen.
Well, everybody is different. We have to individualize. Some people sooner. We see some patients in their 90s, and the valve still looks pretty good, just very slightly narrowed and slightly calcified. And then you get others in their late 70s where it's very narrowed and very calcified. So the longer you live, the greater the chance that you're going to need this procedure.
Tell me about your oldest. I mean, when you told me your oldest patient here.
Well, I sent my oldest patient to Jeff, who was older than 100 years of age. And because she kept passing out, she would take a few steps and you couldn't get blood out of the narrowed valve to the brain and she would pass out. And she was there overnight. The valve was replaced. She came back. She feels great and doing well.
Yeah, she's racing for NASCAR. Okay. Jeff, 100 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, the first two patients we ever did were 91 and 92, and now we've done many patients over the age of 100. And if one of the patients I did who was 101 only took a multivitamin every day and was flying back and forth to New York and eventually developed symptoms, and he literally stayed overnight and is doing well. He's 103 now, and these patients can do well with this minimally invasive procedure if you pick your patients appropriately.
Pick your patients appropriately.
What does that mean? Yeah, there's a big screening process that goes through, and it's multidisciplinary. There's cardiologists involved, cardiac surgeon, other professionals. You want to talk a little bit about that, Dr. Southard?
Yeah, we will see patients in clinic. We get patients referred, and we put them through some tests, some breathing tests, some blood work, some ultrasounds, and a CT scan. And then they will meet our valve nurse coordinator, Jessica Duke, and they'll meet Dr. Mazur, our surgeon, and myself in clinic. And we bring family in, and we talk about the procedure, and we look over patients. If patients have five of their organ systems failing, and the valve just happens to be one of them, the chances that they'll get better is small. But the majority of our patients have an isolated poor aortic valve and some other very treatable medical conditions that once we replace the valve, they do extremely well. So it shouldn't just take any person as a last-ditch effort to think replacing their valve will matter.
It's like taking somebody to replace their liver or something like this, and they're not going to stop drinking, you know, like and other things. They're not going to keep abusing their body. Why would you even try, you know? You could give it to somebody else. I understand. So if you've got several other things going on, you know, this is what you're concentrating on is the heart health and getting somebody back
on their feet. Most of our patients do have other medical conditions. They've got bad lungs, bad kidneys, but they're not end stage. So most of our patients are not healthy. They have many illnesses and comorbidities, and that's when the valve works great. But we just don't want all of their organs going bad and then thinking replacing the valve is going to make a big difference. But all of our patients are sick and have other medical conditions. So it's better served for those that are sicker than the perfectly healthy 50-year-old.
Okay, so we all have this to look forward to in our as we grow older, gracefully.
That is just and a bunch of others as well.
I mean, it's just going to happen. Now, I asked for you to be a futurist here, you and Dr. Khan and Casey, because Casey's always looking about 50 years in front. What else do you see here? I mean, if we can do this with a heart valve, you just plug it in. And, I mean, I know I'm making this a lot easier than it is. You run it up the artery, you get it to the right spot, and then you pump it up. What other things do you see happening here in the future?
Well, I know that UC Davis is involved in a lot of research trials with the other valves and is at the cutting edge. So, Jeff, maybe you can help enlighten us.
Yeah, when it comes to the structural heart procedures, all the valves, we can do things to the mitral valve, which sits next to the aortic, for valve replacement trials. We do things in the tricuspid valve as well and the pulmonic valve. So some of these valves that we put in can be put in multiple positions, or there are different valve platforms that can be used to replace valves now with what we call a transcatheter, not an open surgical procedure, transcatheter in almost every position. So the aortic and mitral are fairly well worked out, and the tricuspid valve is in the middle of ongoing clinical trials right now. So I think every valve we'll be able to work on very soon, certainly within the next 5 years. I think we'll be able to fix all of the valves with a transcatheter means.
Wow. What about the chambers? I mean, am I using the right term, chambers in the heart?
You are. Sometimes we have chambers where the heart muscle gets weak and it's not pumping well, and there were different studies with different MASH procedures that were tried to make the heart stronger. We do have some devices. Certain patients can qualify for a certain type of pacemaker called a biventricular pacemaker, where we put in a lead on both sides of the heart. Sometimes the heart is not pumping in sync, and with this second lead or the LV lead, the heart now pumps in sync, and we call it cardiac resyncing, resynchronization therapy.
Right.
So if a heart muscle is weak, we can put in this biventricular pacemaker that will help pace the heart better and hopefully make it stronger. The technology is getting better. We have better medications these days to make patients live a more healthier, fuller life. So technology, all you got to do is try to stay healthy and buy time.
There you go. That's right. You can't make me younger, but if I just buy the time. And that's what we're going to talk about when we get back with Dr. Jeffrey Southard and Dr. Muhammad Khan and Casey Fatch. What can we do to buy ourselves time? We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. But if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back.
Come out, Virginia, don't any wait. If you got the lick, girl, start much too late. All but sooner or later, it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they show you a statue.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of cost, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Posada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Room is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
There's not much time left today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, tomorrow we're going to be talking more, a little bit more medical about the new things that Reading Rancheria is doing with their with all their clinics and the vaccines, their vaccine story tomorrow morning. Today we have with us Casey Fatch, who is, of course, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, Dr. Muhammad Khan, Medical Director of the Cardiology Program here, and Dr. Jeffrey Southard, Interventional Cardiologist, University of California, Davis, and the Shasta Regional Medical Center, TAVR, Medical Director. And, of course, TAVR is a valve replacement where they come up through your artery, do not have to crack your chest open, and it's really for older patients. Your valve in your heart, and somebody called and said,
Does diet have anything to do with it? And we kind of already addressed this, but what we said was, if you live long enough, your heart's going to, or your bowels are going to calcify. And there's just nothing really you can do about it, except when they calcify enough, you need to get the valve replaced. And this is, instead of having your chest opened up, runs into your artery, is it replaces the bad valve, and you can literally go home the next day. Am I semi-correct on this, doctors?
Jeff?
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely correct. The only thing I would just say is it's younger patients that are sick should be considered for this type of procedure.
Okay, and we had a beeping sound in there, so we missed that. But this is for older patients and not younger patients. Is that correct?
Anyone over the age of 65 should be looked at.
Okay.
And you don't have to be just as too old. 65 is pretty young. And
it
if
is.
if you're a sicker patient, or you've had previous valve surgery, so this transcatheter valve can go inside of a previously placed surgical valve, so patients don't have to have repeat heart surgery.
Okay. Now, Dr. Khan, what can people do? This is Heart Month. What can people do to keep their hearts healthy?
Well, you know, two-thirds of all heart attacks is because of cigarette smoking and high cholesterol. So it is important. I mean, cholesterol really should be checked from the age of 20, definitely at 35 years of age. So if somebody checks the cholesterol level, they're more conscious of what their cholesterol level is and need to take care of getting it to the target goals that we set.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarette smoking is the single most important thing that somebody can do to reduce their risk. And then, of course, controlling your blood pressure, making sure your diabetes is well controlled, and exercise. Cannot stress the importance of regular exercise.
I've used this for years, since the first time you came on our show many years ago, when you said if you walk 30 minutes a day and don't do anything else, you're going to live longer. If you don't change anything else in your life. I may not have remembered that exactly right, but if you walk 30 minutes a day, it's going to make a huge difference.
And some people are unable to walk 30 minutes a day, so we recommend 150 minutes a week.
Okay.
Which 5 days times 30 is 150 minutes.
Right.
So you try to do 150 minutes a week.
Okay. And the other thing is maintaining your weight.
Absolutely.
And this one was today, I got this one, that the average person gains 2 pounds a year during their life. And if you just cut back 19 calories a day, 19, not 190, not 1900, 19 calories a day, you will not gain a pound.
This is correct. This is from the American University of California Wellness Letter, where an average American will gain 2 pounds a year. So if you want to picture yourself 10 years from now, the average American would have gained 20 pounds. And if you do the math, because 1 pound is 3,500 calories, 2 pounds is 7,000 calories, divide that by 365 days in the year, and it's only 19 calories a day.
Wow. So it's like half a banana. Or less. Hey, Dr. Souther, Jeff, you work. I mean, this is your life also, the heart. Are you seeing differences in people since you've been in, you know, in the medical field? Does it seem like people are heavier and worse shape than they've ever been? Or is that just my imagination?
No, I think it depends on where you are in the country and where you are in our state. But I would agree that people don't exercise as much. We eat a diet, for the most part, that's not heart healthy. It tends to be high in fat and cholesterol and less in the fruits and vegetables and fibers, and refined sugar is a big deal as well. So the amount of sugar and cholesterol in our diet greatly determines the amount of heart disease we'll have. It'll affect blood pressure, weight, cholesterol, and diabetes. So we're not doing as good a job as we can on that front, for sure.
Well, it's the it seems, you know, you go to different, like you said, different parts of the country. People are they seem to be walking more, more exercise, more something. Whatever they're doing is they're doing it correctly. Are you seeing children with starting to have cardiovascular problems? Either Jeff or Dr. Kahn?
Well, certainly, I mean, you know, cholesterol and plaque buildup starts from a very young age, teenage years plus. We don't commonly see patients in their 20s with overt blockages in their heart arteries, but they can have certain other congenital conditions that can cause heart disease and may require treatment or even surgery. But, you know, we need to promote everyone to be conscious from the get-go. Our lifestyle, it will make a difference if we inculcate these lifestyle changes in our children.
Okay, the you know, and it's never too late.
It's never too late. We don't deal with pediatric cardiology, so our practice is limited to adult cardiology.
Okay, all right. Casey, the Shasta Regional Medical Center, the things that are going on over there with, you know, COVID, and yet you all still keep moving forward in things.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. I think Dr. Southern and I started talking with Dr. Kahn as well. I think we went down to Sacramento to meet Dr. Southern for the first time, and that was November of 2019. And, you know, COVID definitely slowed the development of this program down, but we got it done. But it's been a long road to get here, and we're real excited. And it's just real positive for all the people not having to leave the area. And that's the type of programs that we're trying to start.
Does this, you know, take – you don't – this doesn't take, like, a bed out of the ICU or anything either.
No, it doesn't.
Because, as you know, of course, our ICUs are – you know, they look at the –
Yeah, it's being watched very closely for COVID, that's for sure.
So this is just like you said, Dr. Southard. I mean, it's you come in on a, I guess after you've gone through all the screening. So can you kind of walk us through? We only got like about 4 minutes left. So can you kind of walk us through it quickly from the time you show up?
Yeah. Once we see you in clinic, we bring you in that morning. You go over. You get an IV put in. Our anesthesia team sees you. We bring you to the cath lab. We get you rested and sleepy. We really put the valve in. And about an hour later, you're over in recovery. You're up walking around that night. If you look good, you go home the next day.
Wow.
And most patients go home the next day.
Most patients go home the next day. And like you said, you can do it even while you're awake.
You can, and most patients are a little nervous, so they require some sedation.
Right.
So we do keep patients comfortable and not anxious and not in pain. So. And then there's one other thing that Dr. Kahn, I know you guys are starting to do some of these leadless pacemakers up in Shasta Regional, right?
Yes, we're constantly striving at the hospital at Shasta Regional to bring the best in the diagnosis and treatment to our patients. And we're starting this leadless pacemakers. And it's, you know, it's similar to what Jeff was talking about with the catheter in the artery in the groin. This is a catheter which is like a straw. And at the tip of the straw is the pacemaker. And we advance the catheter from the femoral vein, not the artery. It goes up, manipulated to get into the right side of the heart, in the bottom chamber of the right side of the heart, the right ventricle. And then just there's a screwing mechanism to screw the pacemaker in place and detach the catheter. And, you know, traditional pacemakers, since I was in training and before, as long as I can remember, we haven't had any advancement in the way we implant these pacemakers. We've had advancement in technology, but not the way we implant them. Traditional pacemakers have leads or wires that go into the heart, and it's got a battery, which we call a pulse generator. And the leads are connected to the pulse generator, and they communicate with each other and send signals to the heart muscle when to pace. That is a 99% safe procedure. But we do have some important issues. You can get an infection of the surgical site. It's a bump. Some people don't like that bump. You can get a hematoma, a blood collection under there. So there are some issues. With this leadless pacemaker, you don't see it. It's not visible. You don't feel it. And for the patient, it's very comfortable because when you put in a traditional pacemaker, you limit their arm movement for a few weeks because if they are very vigorous, they may dislodge the leads. Mm-hmm. Those leads can get dislodged. They can fracture over time. So with the leadless pacemaker, there's none of that. You're up and about the next day. And
wow. Again, another miracle of medicine.
Do we know if we're able to have an MRI after the new ones, we were able to do an MRI?
Yes, that's it's great. MRI compatible.
Excellent. Oh, okay, because before it wasn't.
Right.
Okay. Hey, we've been here with Casey Fatch, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, Dr. Muhammad Khan, who's in charge of the cardiology program over there, and Dr. Jeffrey Southard, who is one of the leading experts on the TAVR, which is, tell us again, I know valve replacement, what's the TA?
Transcatheter aortic.
Okay, and this is like another miracle of medicine that, and if you're older and you're having problems with your with the heart valves, this is something. Go to Shasta Regional Medical Center's website and look at the TAVR, because this is minimally invasive. They don't open.